咁我哋啊，听讲咧，旧年咧啊，从旧年开始吓，喺 啊大陆咧就有呢、這个啊某地方，浙江嘅地方咧就开始有呢个插呢、這个十字架嘅情况啊。我将国内情况同大家讲下，本来我哋有一啲啊可以为国内嘅啊弟兄姊妹嚟到祷告吓。
They had started to remove the crosses from the buildings.
啊，當然咧，呢個就啊 church building 啊，咁咧當然咧呢個就同家庭教會冇乜大關係，因為家庭教會都係隱蔽嘅，唔會話擺個十字架出嚟。
Of course, this does not have any direct impact upon the house churches because they gather in a hidden way and. It does not impact them in this way.
啊，影響嘅咧啊，大部分都係呢啲啊三字嘅教會。
And what it does impact is the Three Self Movement churches.
啊，但係咧啊，呢、這個運動咧啊，其實只不過個開始嚟啫。
But yet this movement, this action is merely the beginning.
啊，當你話拆出邊個十字架，我哋都唔掛，同我哋有乜關係咧？
Perhaps if you consider our situation, if we do not have a cross on the church building, that those actions does not impact us.
但咧，佢个深层似嗰个嘅有个目的，唔单先系拆外边嘅十字架，跟住咧系拆咩？我系里边嘅十字架，呢个先系紧要。
Of course, if we consider this on a deeper level, is that yes, the initial action is to remove the cross from without. But they are in the direction of gearing toward moving the cross within us.
啊，咁所以開始咧，佢哋政府咧就係、是、用一個啊話違規建築啊，咁所以要拆嚇。
Therefore, under the facade of this initiative from the government is that these crosses on the buildings is against the construction code.
啊，其實咧就係、是、政府睇唔順眼咁嘅意思咧。咁不過亦都有啲係違規嘅，咁基督徒有啲就俾佢拆，有啲唔肯俾佢拆嚇。
Of course, then this is just because that's not pleasing in the sight of the government, so they take this action. Of course, in response, some Christians they allow for the cross to be removed, and others they're defiant and not willing for the cross to be removed.
亦都有啲聚嘅地方，啲人嚟到留守喺教堂嗰度嚇，日夜咁留守喺教堂度啊，唔俾政府拆呢個十字架。
In some localities, there are those who stay in the church building 24/7, being alert, so they would not allow for the government officials to come to remove the cross on the building.
啊，有啲都唔係違規嘅，因為實情當初都係佢哋啊攞咗 permit 起噶嘛。
In fact, these construction is not against the building code because they did. Request a permit before they put on the cross.
啊，而家咧啊嚟咗一段時間之後咧啊，原來咧政府一個政策咧唔係淨係啊拆十字架，佢有一個政策咧政府一個政策叫做啊五化五進五化，即係進化嚇。
And therefore, this is just merely the beginning. Now the government has new laws that they are putting into effect. That is to five advancements or five initiatives. To move things forward and five evolvements to change things.
係啦，咁其實咧啊，加埋咧就十個要進化嚇，要進化。
Therefore, when you add these five and five together, it's actually 10 initiatives. They want to move things forward to evolve a certain direction.
啊，喺宗教上邊嘅，咁咧就講下咩叫做啊五進五化嚇。
Now, in regards to impact on religion, then how does these five initiatives of advancement and five changes will impact religion.
啊，進啦嚇，五個進啦，我唔逐個讀啊，一個一個講。第一個咧就係宗教政策法規進教堂啊，宗教嘅政策法規即係政府啊，進入教堂。
And so the first initiative regarding this advancement or going forward or entering into is regarding religion, how the government.Initiative will enter into religious institutions.
啊，舊陣時咧，係啊，佢哋咧係用呢個啊三字會咧啊嚟到啊迫害呢個真正嘅基督徒啦嚇。
Previously, they used the Three Self Movement to persecute the true Christians.
啊，咁其實又冇乜嘢嘅啊，真係法規嘅呢、這個啊啊，冇真正咩法律嘅嚇。
In fact, there is no true law behind these actions.
咁啊，今日我哋喺美國基督徒都係守法啊，冇乜特別。
For Christians in the U.S. today, we are law-abiding citizens, so such a thought actually wouldn't be applicable.
啊，但係呢個宗教法規進教堂咧，以後咧就係話。啊，按着呢、這個啊，變咗啊，政府規定嘅就變咗一個律法，要入到教堂嘅裏邊咧，咁你就要守法咯。守法包括咩咧？包括咗聽人嘅話，唔係聽神嘅話。包括咗十八歲以下嘅，你唔可以同佢傳福音。呢、這個你如果你再做咧，呢、這個係咩啊？叫做犯法啊。
With such initiatives, then, for example, this first one when the laws of the government enter into religious institutions such as the church. In other words, practically upheld means that when these laws enter into the church, that man has to obey the laws of man and not the word of God. And other examples would be that you cannot preach the gospel to minors, those who are under 18, and such examples under such an initiative.
如果政府規定一個月一次需要有共產黨員上講台啊，傳揚政府嘅信息咧，你唔俾佢上去講咧，這個係犯法啊！呢個係宗教法規進教堂啊。
Other examples of this initiative under the Chinese law is that you have to allow for the law of the government to enter into your religious activity. So for the church, if the government wants to send one of their officials to take the pulpit on a particular week, then you must allow them to do so. Otherwise, you are against the law and you can be punished.
第二個進咧就係健康醫療進教堂。
The second advancement entering into is that the law, the government's health initiative will also enter into the church.
咁幾好啊！我哋都有 Obama Care 啦嘛，係咪？而家政府 Care 到入教堂啊。
Now that sounds very nice externally. For example, in the U.S. we have the universal healthcare with Obama Care. So now in China, if they propose this for the government healthcare to enter into the church, that seems to be a good thing.
意思咧就係、你哋唔好再迷信啦，諗住有咩神蹟奇事。有病睇醫生，唔好祈禱啊，諗住祈禱得醫病啦。
In other words, the thought behind such actions is that you have health care for you, so do not believe in God and do not believe in miracles. If you are sick, go see a doctor and do not pray or hoping, seeking God for any miracles to heal you.
呢個健康醫療進教堂咧，亦都包括埋科學知識入埋教堂嘅。咩叫科學知識咧？即係咧，馬騮會變成人嘅，點會好似講創世記咁樣神會做人咧？咁啊。
Even though it is under the banner of the healthcare, in fact, it the details include such things as that in this health care initiative, it also includes science. For example, under science, then they will teach evolution, that it is not creation by God, but it is evolution that man came from apes.
第三點進咧就係、是、扶貧幫困啊，進教堂嚇。
The third entering into your advancement is that you are to aid the poor. So with such financial assistance to the poor, that is also to enter into the church.
主係教導我哋要行各樣善事，但咧係根據主嘅引導去做要做嘅事。
Of course, the Lord also teaches us to give to the poor. But yes, according to the Lord's guidance, and we shall do as He leads us.
喺呢個嘅進嘅裏邊咧，就係、是、要根據政府嘅命令去行善，就變一個慈善機構。唔係根據主話俾你聽要做唔要做，嗱，根據政府話俾你聽，你幾時要做，你要做啲咩嘢嚇。
Again, under this initiative to enter into, when the law of the government enter into the church, it is under the direction of the government when they tell you what to do. So it becomes a organization, a charity organization, where the government will direct what assistance you are to give and when to give it.
第四個進咧就係傳統文化進入教堂。
The fourth entering into is for the cultures of all cultural, multicultural matters to enter into the church.
我哋知道咧，我哋唔係根據文化，都唔係經教宗教啊。但係咧政府要嘅咧就係話中國基督教咧要有中國嘅文化啊。咁你要同咧道教啊、佛教啊呢啲能夠唔好太突出嚇、啊，你成為融入中國嘅文化嘅一部分。
In other words, such initiative has the thoughts behind it is that you must assimilate the Chinese culture into the church. For example, you have the Taoism or the Buddhism, which also has much Chinese culture in them, and you shall be similar to them. So in the church, you must also teach Chinese culture.
意思呢，即是说呢，你不要受外国影响，耶稣是外国人来的嘛，是吧？你怎么受一个外国人影响呢？所以咧，我哋要將呢個基督教咧中國化啊。
Therefore, the thought is that well, Christianity is a Western religion, and Jesus is a foreigner, and therefore, when you are to teach Christianity, you must assimilate the Chinese culture in there, so to blend in the Chinese teachings.
嗯哼，意思即係話耶穌係外國人咧，救到救外國人先啦，幾時救到你中國人啦嚇？所以你將基督教中國化至得嚇。另外咧，第
So since Jesus is a foreigner, if he were to save, he would first save the foreigners first before the Chinese. Therefore, you must assimilate the Chinese culture into this religion.
嗯，因為佢好驚呢個外國嚟影響中國嚇，好似89年啊蘇聯冧咗咧。波蘭各方面好多天主教會嘅勢力咁影響，所以佢要叫呢個基督教中國化咧就唔俾呢個外國影響嚇。
The thought behind this, when they look back in history, back in 89, when the Soviet Union or many of the European countries was impacted, and they don't want such things to happen, such as in Poland and other areas.That they are impacted by other cultures, so they want Christianity to be assimilate with the Chinese culture.
咁咧第五個進咧就係和諧創建就進教堂。
The fifth initiative is for one harmony that in society there will be a harmony and oneness, so that such thoughts will also enter into the church.
我哋所講嘅和諧咧，係我哋同神要一個和諧，係嘛？
The oneness that we speak of in the church is that we have to be in one accord with God.
但系所讲嘅咧就系人同埋呢个社会和谐。所以你点解你成日讲你个神系独一嘅咧？你成日讲你个人神系独一，即系人哋嗰个神系假噶啦，唔和谐啦。点解你成日讲罪咧？你成日讲系罪嘅问题，叫我与神隔离啊，要洗罪嘅。咁啊，我唔信嘅，點樣同你和諧咧？你定人哋嘅罪。
Such thoughts behind this initiative, this law is that when you speak of oneness, you have to be in oneness with society. Everybody has to live in harmony. But when you keep on preaching that your God is the one true God, that means to imply other gods are false. And when you have such teaching, you would not be in oneness, in harmony with others in society.Therefore, you cannot have such teaching, or that you cannot condemn sin because you preach sin. And when you say there is sin and you have to be cleansed of your sin, and others are sinners, when you're judging them in that way, you cannot have oneness and harmony in the society.
咁慢慢咧，呢、這个就开咗条路咧，就唔系讲因信得救啦，因信称义系嘛？讲咩？因爱称义。
Therefore, such thoughts would gradually lead in the direction of not justification by faith, that we are not saved by faith, but we are saved by love, so we're justified by love.
虽然你个政府领导人唔信啫，佢爱你啊嘛，系嘛，所以佢都可以称义嘅，咁先有先系够和谐。
So the thought process behind that is, even though the leadership in the government may not be a believer, that they are not saved, but they love you, so you're saved by love.You're justified by love, and your government loves you. So there is oneness in society.
好啦，咁啊，五化系咩化咧？教堂建筑特色本地化。
There's the other initiative, which is the five changes or five evolvements, and the first one is that the local church has to evolve or blend into the local locality.
所以为什么他要拆十字架呢? 迟些拆教堂, 这个教堂起得不像寺庙, 起得不像中国那些建筑物, 四合院, 像西方的不行的,
Therefore, such actions were to take that first, you remove the cross from the building because it does not blend in with the local agriculture, it does not look like a temple, or other religious buildings, so it has to be removed, but that movement gradually will also mean that they will destroy the church building as well.
第二呢,就是教堂財務公開化。
The second advancement in this initiative is to have the church finances be public.
我們的財務都不是一個人搞的,是吧? 我們都有兩三個人有人監察的,但是他這個公開化就是更進一步了。
Even for us locally, when we handle the finances, it's not handled by one particular person, but multiple brothers and sisters handle it, and it is also have oversight. But for this law in China, it's even many steps further than this.
原來是發動社會、發動人民起來關心、去奉獻箱、去理解裡面有誰奉獻了錢。
For example, then they would even have the public to come and open the offering box so that they can care and show concern and know, be public in that way, what is the finances regarding the offering of the church building.
接着下一步,那些钱怎么用呢?既然是大家的,大家一同来话事,决定那些钱怎么用。
Then, if this is a public funds, and this is for the good of all, then it shall be a decision by all to see how these finances ought to be used.
总之不讲信与不信,总之钱,教会就失去控制这个钱的自由。
So it's not only a matter of not being yoked together with unbelievers, but even in the matter of the control of the finances, the church will lose the control.
再来这个化,就是港台侍奉呢,
The third involvement or inclusion is that when you have messages on the pulpit, you must also be inclusive of the local people.
政府就有权利决定在港台上边哪个来讲，你讲啲咩嘢。
In other words, in this inclusion, it is that the government has a right to determine who is the speaker and what the content of the message is.
可能政府會設立自己的聖經學院。
So for example, such act would allow for the government to establish the government-approved seminary.
這些信息不再根據聖經裡的信息來帶領,是根據政府的政策來作宣傳。
Therefore, the message on the pulpit will no longer be based on the word of God, but based on the governmental laws and what the government needs and the situation of the government.
甚至可能要你跟其他宗教一起为国家祈福。
Also, under this act, it would be required for Christianity along with other religions in the sight of government to pray for the country.
这个港台本土化也包括将港台交出来给政府的干部上台宣讲政府的政策。
This law also would include the fact that you have to open up your pulpit to allow for government officials there to declare governmental laws and to use as a channel for government initiatives.
另外一个就是信仰教义适应化。
And the next initiative is that in the religious, in the church, you must have a adjustment.
To adapt
to the government.
所以你们不可以按着圣经来讲的,要改,跟着社会要变,跟着要变的。
The adjustment is that you cannot always preach according to the word of God, but you have to adapt to the situation of the government. So as governmental needs and changes come along, you have to adapt to that.
所以咧，圣经嘅解释咧系根据社会形势唔同咧，有唔同嘅解释嘅。
Therefore, in other words, you interpret the Bible as the situation of the government changes, so you adapt your interpretation.
要多啲讲咧，神系爱少啲讲律法。
You have to preach more of the fact that God is love and not about the law of God or the righteousness of God.
要多啲讲咧，世界上个个人都可以得救，唔好讲咁多呢个因信得救。
You have to preach the fact that everyone in this world can be saved and not just the fact that you are saved by faith.
要多啲讲一啲现实问题，少啲讲启示录，少啲讲呢个末世，少啲讲审判。
You have to preach on very, very practical matters, everyday matters, and not on the judgment, and not on the end of the world, and not on revelation.
少啲讲信与不信不能同福音握，要多啲讲咧条条大道通罗马吓。
You have to preach less and less of the fact that you have to be separate from unbelievers, but then that all roads, all religions lead to Rome, that there are many ways to reach your end.
最后一个化咧就系教会事务管理规范化。
The final law in this change is that in the government, in the makeup of the church government, that you have to also change to the requirement of the government.
教会事务的管理呢要有规有矩的，怎么有规有矩呢？
In the administration of the church has to be, there is an order, and under this law, what does that order look like?
可能每一个教堂咧都有一个干部吓，佢一个干部进驻入教堂里边。
In other words, under the administration of the church, then there's this model, and how does this model look like? That each location you have to have a government official there to oversight.
系啦，入嚟吓，你哋嘅经济人事港台教义都喺佢手里边揸住啦。
Therefore, this government official has oversight in the those who are in position in that location, in that church location, in the teaching of that location, in the finance of that location, in the messages of that location.
咁咧，一切咧就会逐渐透明啦，系咪？对政府透明起上嚟啦。
In other words, then they will be very transparent in everything that the church does in that location for the government.
咁呢个党咧就可以咩指挥呢个教堂啦。
Therefore, the government party can direct this local assembly.
这个呢使我想起当他们重建圣殿的时候呢有些不信主人是吧直接要入到圣殿里面来居住是吧后来呢这个以斯拉将他赶出去是吧
We recall then when there was the rebuilding of the temple, many those who are not of the Lord, who do not believe, was wanting to build the temple and also not only to assist in building but also to enter to dwell in the temple and Ezra cast them out.
这个是历史上边曾经发生过的事。
And these are matters that have occurred in history.
他们会不会成功呢?
Now would such initiatives be successful?
不知道。
We do not know.
但我知道呢这个不单只是针对三次会的。
But we know that such actions are not only geared toward the three self-movement churches.
因为呢度唔单止净系讲拆十字架，拆十字架只系其中一小个好小部分。
So the action is not merely as simple as removing the cross from the church buildings. It is only the beginning and a small part.
乃系要拆我哋整个嘅基督教嘅信仰。
But it is a direction of wanting to break down the completely destroy the Christian faith.
不按他来做呢就是成为犯法了。
Because if you do not follow these laws, then you are against the law.
对于内地的信徒来讲是另一场属灵征战为主站立的一个开始。
As far as the believers in China, then that will be the beginning of yet another wave of spiritual battle.
将这些中国发生紧的事同大家来交通一下。
Now, I'd like to share somewhat with the matters that are happening in China with everyone.
知道多一啲嘅时候咧，就可以多啲为佢哋去祷告。
So when we know a bit more about the situation and the condition, we can pray a bit more for them.
而家呢个拆十字架同五旬五化咧喺浙江省推行，因为嗰个地方咧最多基督徒。
And this is taking place in the Zhejiang province because in that location there are many Christians.
啊，估計咧喺呢個省推行阻力唔大咧，會喺全國推行噶啦。
They are doing this rollout in this province, and after the results, they will be doing the same in all of China.
我哋為我哋中國肢體我有負擔，為佢哋有禱告。
Now let us have a burden to remember our members in China and pray for them.
其實全世界都係咁樣樣嚇。
In fact, that's the condition throughout the world.
啊，再落多幾年咧。前幾年呢中國有事發生呢美國都會出聲在宗教上邊。再過幾年呢恐怕都沒人出聲了。
Perhaps a few years back when there are these religious matters taking place in China, even the US will somewhat raise a voice against these actions. Perhaps a few years down the road, very shortly, the US and others would not condemn such actions.
可能再過幾年我哋呢度有事嘅时候，可能中国会出声啦。可怜嘅日子啊。
Perhaps if something happens in the U.S., China might speak against it.
星期五晚上，我哋喺楼下嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋系交通紧《撒母耳记下》。
On Friday evenings, brothers and sisters downstairs are studying the book of Second Samuel.
咁我哋下边有两组嘅两组人，咁我就喺其中一组。咁呢一组嘅里边咧，我哋读到第六章。
So there are two adult groups downstairs usually, and so in my group, we're studying chapter 6.
咁第六章嗰度讲乜嘢呢？就系讲大卫呢，去将久违咗嘅约柜呢搬翻嚟佢自己嘅地方。
Now, what does chapter 6 talk about? It concerns David and his attempts to bring the ark back to his city.
喺嗰时候，圣经冇记载到呢，呢个约柜佢留喺阿比拿达嘅家里边有几耐。
The Bible actually does not record for us exactly the amount of time that the ark has been in the house of Abinadab, away from the house of Israel.
但我哋记得撒母耳曾经讲过话，当呢个约柜被掳咗去之后，经过20年，然后以色列人佢哋先至系悔改。
But we know that Samuel previously has said that after the ark was captured and taken away, that 20 years lapsed before the people of Israel repented.
但我们有理由相信呢，约柜不在以色列人的当中多过20年。
But we have reason to believe that the ark was absent from Israel for more than 20 years.
大家都好似将约柜忘记咗咁样样。
It seems that by now, at that particular time, everyone has forgotten all about the ark.
因为历史上面发生咗好多嘅事情。
Because historically speaking, there has been many events that have occurred.
最大嘅嗰件事情就系扫罗作王，然后佢系追杀大卫。
The biggest event, the most impact, of course, was that Saul had taken the kingship and was pursuing David to kill David.
而在那段的时间里面，好像众人都将那个注意力放在谁个作王。
So the focus of the people seemed to have been on who the king was.
同埋怎样样去排除异己嘅一个咁样嘅光景嘅里边。
And how to promote or advance for themselves under such circumstances?
换个嚟讲咧，就系话众人都为咗自己嘅事嚟忙忙碌碌。
In other words, everyone was busy for their own sake.
但竟然咧将神忘记咗。
And in the process, have forgotten about God.
这个约柜很重要的。
The ark is actually very important.
因为约柜是神和人中间可以交通的一个的地方。
Because where the ark was the, where the presence of God was to be able to communicate with the people.
神的心意就是愿意住在人的中间。
Because God's intent all along was to be able to dwell among his people.
藉着这个约柜去表明神的同在的。
And the ark was a representation of the very presence of God.
但如今呢,
But now,
多过20年的时间，人都唔记得咗佢喺边度。
For more than 20 years, the people have forgotten about him.
系咪话俾我哋听喺呢咁多年嘅当中，神喺佢哋当中嘅地位系完全嘅，好似被抹杀咗咧?
So would it not communicate to us the fact that there was no place in their heart for God during all this time.
同时呢，当他们搬这个约柜的时候，
In addition, when they were finally involved in moving the ark back,
神在律法，在摩西的律法上面已经早早讲给他们听呢，就是说你移动这个约柜是有特别的方法的，还有特别的处理的。
Didn't God already reveal a very precise set of instructions on how this ark was to be moved and how this ark was to be held?
但从第六章嗰度俾我哋睇见，佢哋系用啲新嘅方法。
But chapter 6 actually reveals to us that the people went about this task utilizing a newer method.
佢哋将咧约柜咧放喺一个新嘅牛车上边。
They placed the ark upon a new cart that was driven by oxen.
呢一个用车去 移动约柜呢，在人来看这个是一个更新的一个方法。
So, in a secular point of view, this way of moving the ark was a new and improved way.
那么找车运呢，当然是比抬方便得多啦。
Of course, utilizing a cart to move such an object would much be much more efficient than carrying it.
又先进好多啦。
And it's a more advanced way.
好似而家我哋常讲咧，科技咁进步，唔通仲要揾手写咩？系嘛
？So, for example, in writing, right? We have the advancement of technology. Why would we go back to just writing by hand?
所以而家啲人咧都唔会有张纸或者一张铅笔嚟到写你啲 note 噶啦，就系会用你嘅手机啊。
So very few people would have pen and pencil to write on paper as they take notes, but that they would take notes utilizing their electronic device.
用手指就得啦，系嘛
？So all you have to do is use your finger to be able to write.
先进。
So that would be more advanced.
佢哋亦都可能系咁样谂。
And at that particular time, perhaps the people of Israel thought in the same way.
但我又记得呢，当嗰啲腓力士人将约柜运翻嚟。俾以色列人嘅时候，佢哋系用牛车嘅。
But if you recall, when the Philistines wanted to get rid of the ark and wanted to get it back to the Israelites, the Philistines utilized an ark, I mean, utilized a cart driven by oxen to move the ark.
咁可能嗰啲以色列人见到啊，佢哋都咁做，咁我哋一样啊。
Perhaps the Israelites remembered that and thought, oh, that's a good way to move the ark, so we can move the ark that way too.
咁样叫做就进步嘛。
Because then that's a more advanced way to do things.
人可以咁样谂嘅。
Now, people may have those type of thoughts.
但神唔系咁样睇。
But God did not see it the same way.
神要嘅就系佢嘅方法。
God desired for things to be done according to His way.
唔系人嘅方法。
Not according to man's way.
结果呢，当他们移动这个约柜的时候，
So when they were moving this ark,
他们就将它放在一个新的牛车上面。
The people elected to place it upon a new cart driven by oxen.
咁在我们的组里面呢，又有人就会提出一个问题。
So someone in our small group raised a question.
为什么在那个时候没有神的教导呢？
Why didn't God give them instructions anew at that time?
点解佢哋唔知道移动约柜要抬，而系用而佢哋用个车嚟到载呢
？Why is it that they were not aware of God's instructions that the ark was to be moved by individuals carrying it and not by moving it onto a cart?
因此我哋有理由相信咧，当时系冇。利未人喺中间。
We have reason to believe that at that particular time, the Levites were not present.
即使有利未人喺中间，即使有祭司喺中间，佢哋都唔认识成个律法。
But even if there were Levites there, that means that even if there were priests that were there, they were not aware of, cognizant of God's instructions.
所以弟兄姊妹，呢个系好。其实好严重嘅一件嘅事情。
So, brothers and sisters, this is actually a very solemn problem.
并且神有嗰个规矩，神嘅约柜系唔可以随便俾人睇，亦都唔系随便俾人去摸嘅。
In addition, God has very specifically stated that the ark cannot be casually looked upon. That means that anyone can just go and take a look for themselves.Nor can it be touched by anyone.
咁虽然咧呢个乌撒呢，好似好深，或者亦好似呢，佢系非常嘅关注呢件嘅事情。
So this individual of Uzza, even though it seems like he had the best intent, that he had a concern for the safety of the ark itself in mind.
所以当呢个牛车将呢只牛膝前蹄嘅时候，佢就伸只手出去，以为扶住呢个约柜。
So that when the oxen caused the cart to stumble or to stumble, and the ark started to move from its secured place, Uzzah extended his hand to secure it.
因为这样的缘故, 神就击杀他。
But as a result of his actions, God struck him dead.
有人就说,他普心而已,如果不负罪,那么约柜跌了,那怎么办呢?
So some people said, oh, he had the best intent. He wanted to just steady the ark upon the cart. What would have happened if he didn't do it? Then the cart would have fallen.
但我知道这个问题只不过说,若果跌倒,那怎么办呢?
So, this is just a supplication, right? Because we're saying, what if the ark fell? But the ark didn't fall. So this is just what we propose in our mind.
而不是一个事实。
It didn't actually happen.
事实就是什么呢? 事实就是乌撒他第一不是祭司，亦都不是利未人。
But what it was the reality, what did happen? What did happen was that Uzzah, first of all, was not a Levite from that tribe of Levi, and he was not a priest. What he did was he superseded God, what God had intended. Thinking that he himself is able to help God, actually, in this matter.
但这个是神所不要的。But
this is not what God wanted.
今天,弟兄姊妹,我们在神的面前,因着这一件事情,我们求主光照我们。So,
brothers and sisters, by this very event that we are reading today, may it enlighten us.
就是还有一件,就是说,当时出这个主意,要用这个车来到, 运载的这个主意是谁出的呢?
We can take one step back and look and ask the question, whose idea was it for the cart for the ark to be moved by cart?
虽然圣经没有讲到,但是我们有理由相信大卫都默许这件事情。
Even though it does not specifically state in the Bible, who made that decision, but we have certainly reason to believe that David certainly was a part of it. For David was the very one who initiated this proposal to bring the ark back to where it belongs.
为什么会有这样的错误的出现呢?
If that's the case, then how could this misunderstanding occur?
在《撒母耳记下》那里就没有记载到,但是如果我们看历代志上,我们就看到那个原因。2
Samuel actually does not tell us in the text. However, if we move to 1 Chronicles, then we have a little bit more insight.
因为时间的关系,我们不去读了。But
because of time, we're not going to go into it.
但我就讲给弟兄姊妹听。But
let me just tell brothers and sisters.
简单的就是说,他们在这件事情上面, 他们没有求问过神。
To put it very simply and straightforwardly, they never asked God.
因为没有求告过神,所以他们用自己的方法,用人的方法,用先进的方法来做神的事情。
Because they never asked of God, so therefore they used what came into their own mind. They used their own method, they used what was a convenient method, they used what was an advanced method, in order to get the job done.
所以今天我们在神面前的,因着这件事情的学习就是说,我们要作神,要我们作的事。So
the lesson that we should learn from this event is that we should do the very things that God wants for us to do.
在凡事上面来求问神。
But in everything, we must inquire of God.
我绝不是说, 拒绝弟兄姊妹的好心。
We're not debating or dismissing the good intentions that are in our brothers and sisters' hearts.
我要讲的就是说, 当我们在神面前说要服侍他的时候, 我们要祷告求问神。
But rather that when we are talking about when we're considering serving God, then the first step that we need to take is to inquire and ask of God.
我们何等的愿意听到神的称赞多过神的责备，是吗？
Certainly, we would more than welcome the praises from our God more than the reprimand from our God, right?
但是何时我们用自己的方法，我们用人的所谓的方便来做神的事情，这个在神的面前是不得着称赞的。But
whenever we try to utilize our own way, actually, whenever we try to utilize a more expedient way, possibly, to get something done, this may not reap the rewards of praise from our Lord.
不单得不到称赞，并且可能你会得到一个惩罚。
Not only will you not receive praise, but you will also, in addition to receive reprimand instead.
大卫他本来是存一个好的心思的。
Now David has a good heart,
good intent, because
he desired for the ark to be in the possession of the Israelites. He wanted to have access to communicate with God.
可惜他用的方法错了。Unfortunately,
he chose the wrong way to do it.
他用的方法是人的方法。He
utilized man's way.
不是神的方法。Not
God's way.
所以但愿我们在神面前来学习。So
let's learn this lesson together.
叫我们在我们手头上的所有的一切的工作侍奉都能够第一讨主的喜悦。 怎样讨主的喜悦,就按照主他的吩咐,按照他的旨意来活。
So that in all the things that we do, in all the service that we engage in, that we might be able to receive as a reward the Lord's acknowledgement and the Lord's praise.
我交通就停在这里。
I'll end my sharing here.
Shared afterwards, we had quite a long pause.
我唔知道弟兄姊妹喺度心入边谂紧啲乜嘢。
I wonder what brothers and sisters may be considering within your hearts.
喺我哋中间有好多嘅背景。 好似同我从中国大陆嚟嘅系唔同。
There are many of us in this location with many different backgrounds, and our different backgrounds perhaps may be different from mine, where mine is one that I'm from China.
有啲从香港嚟，有啲从东南亚地方嚟，有啲而家后生嘅就喺度美国土生土长。
There are some who come from Hong Kong. There are some who come from other Southeast Asian areas. And there are some younger ones who are just born in the U.S.
尤其现在讲的是中国大陆那些定的法律，我想如果用英文解释出来，真的很困难。
Especially when we share about those laws enacted in China, to try to translate it into English, it's quite difficult.
但我好希望弟兄姊妹明白我哋嘅弟兄点解要咁交通。
But I hope brothers and sisters would realize the intention why our brother shared what he shared.
虽然我哋嘅背景唔同，
even though our backgrounds may differ,
我哋嘅经历唔同，
our experiences may differ.
但我哋知道我哋有一个，我哋共同有位主。
Yet we know that we have the same Lord.
我们大家从回到祂的话语当中,
and when we all return back to His own word,
求神的话叫我们的心中明亮,
may the word of God enlighten our hearts.
我们可不可以看一段圣经, 我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let us turn to a book, Philippians, Philippians chapter 1.
我们从第一章第二十七节我们开始读。
We'll begin reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
腓立比书第一章第二十七节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
他说只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的境况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，所信的是福音，齐心努力。
Only conduct yourself worthily of the glad tidings of the Christ, in order that whether coming and seeing you or absent, I may hear of what concerns you, that ye stand firm in one spirit with one soul,laboring together in the same conflict with the faith of the glad tidings.
我们留意这里他讲到他说你们同有一个心志。
Take note here, it says that you shall stand firm in one spirit with one soul.
这个不单单是腓立比教会，而且是从保罗同在耶路撒冷的教会，他们都是有同一个心志。
This is not only written to the brethren in Philippi, but even for the brethren in Jerusalem, they all stand firm in one spirit with one soul.
29节
Verse 29.
因为你们蒙恩，不但以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Because to you has been given, as regards Christ, not only the believing on him, but the suffering for him also.
你们的征战就如你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样。
Having the same conflict which ye have seen in me and now hear of in me.
保罗讲到当腓立比他们的征战就好像昔日和现在在保罗的身上是一样的。
In other words, Paul is writing to the Philippian brethrenthat their conflict, what they are enduring and suffering, is what Paul has endured in days past and currently enduring.
第二章第一节
Chapter 2, verse 1.
因着前面他这样说，他说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Because of what Paul writes previously in chapter 1 about the conflict, the suffering, therefore in chapter 2 verse 1, if, therefore then there be any comfort in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and compassions.
你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Fulfill my joy, that ye may think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking one thing.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done in the spirit of strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind,each esteeming the other as more excellent than themselves.
第四节
Verse 4.
各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Regarding not each his own qualities, but each those of others also.
第五节后面我们大家就好熟了。
Starting from verse 5, we are quite familiar with this passage.
他讲到我们，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Here it tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个心其实好像原文就是讲，就是跟前面第二节讲，我有一样的心思。其实讲，你们当以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
Of course, this heart, let this heart be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It speaks of your mindset, your thought, and that what is on the heart of the Lord ought to also be on your heart.
这个心思就是第六节下面讲的，他本有神的形象，不以自己为与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，一直到我们讲到十二节那里。
This mindset or this thought, this what was in the heart of the Lord Jesus is starting from verse 6, of course, to verse 12, that he who subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it as an object of repine to be on equality with God.
保罗写给腓立比教会那些弟兄。
And as Paul writes to the Philippian brethren,
他跟他们说,
he says to them,
个人不要单顾自己的事,
do not only regard your own matters, but also those of others.
这个自己可能,
if we are very minute in this scope, we might think this your own matters is individual matters.
如果我们心胸广一点的说话，我们可能讲到是我们的教会，我们三藩市依度的神之家。
But if somewhat we're more magnanimous or more broad in our heart, perhaps we might have a bigger scope, saying it's not just my own business, but the matters of the location here in San Francisco, the house of God in San Francisco.
但保罗在这里说出来，我们有个同一个心思，是要耶稣基督的心为心。
But here Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
感谢主，我们在北美，在我们在一个暂时还好，比较安稳的环境里面，我们信主。
We thank the Lord that in Northern America, we are in somewhat of a more peaceful condition as we believe in the Lord.
我们有时真的很不容易明白。 在内地，在中国大陆，嗰啲基督徒佢哋嘅信主嘅情况。
At times, many a times, it is very difficult for us to comprehend or empathize with the brethren in China in their condition when they believe in the Lord.
但主真系求主俾我哋真系扩充我哋嘅度量。
But may the Lord really, as we seek Him, that He would expand our measure.
睇到佢哋系我哋嘅弟兄。
To first see the fact that they are our brethren.
不仅是中国大陆,
not only in China,
全世界,
but all over the globe.
在中东,
in the Middle East.
在那些基督徒们, 他们日日冒着舍命的那些危险,
for the saints in those locations at the risk of their lives daily.
求神真的给我们有这样的心,
that truly may we seek the Lord to grant us such a heart.
不要单顾自己的事,
that we ought not to be only mindful of our own matters,
也要顾别人的事,
but also regard the matters of others.
我们当我们知道他们在难处中间的时候,
and when we realize that our brethren are in difficulty,
我们可以为他祷告,
yes, we can pray for them.
我们更加应该珍惜我们今日我们在主前面的日子。
Even more so than we ought to treasure, cherish the days we have before the Lord.
千万不要以为离开这么远，他们有他们的神可以顾他们，不用我们。
Lest we think that they are so far removed from us in distance that their God, the one whom they believe in, can care for them.
求神将我们摆在一个身体里边。
But may God place us all together in one body.
我们彼此纪念。
That we ought to remember one another.
我们彼此得到鼓励,
that we would mutually encourage one another.
建造我们教会,
so that the church may be edified.
基督的身体,
the body of Christ.
即是我们真的盼望弟兄所交通的, 叫我们真的心里面有心思。
So as what our brother shared, that we would give some thought and consider those matters.
我们如何以基督耶稣的心为心。
How we ought to have the mind which was in Christ Jesus also be in us.
顾念到他们的难处,
that we would be mindful of our brethren's hardships.
为他们祷告,
that we would remember them in prayer.
我交通到这里。
I end my sharing here.
In the book of Hebrews, the Lord tells us, that our Lord is the same today as He will be forever.
耶稣基督昨日 今日直到永远都是一样的。
Our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他向我们所怀的意念和旨意都是不更改的。
And His intent and His heart for us never changes.
他要得到一个荣耀的教会。
He desires to attain a glorious church.
佢今日留我哋喺地上，要我哋彼此嘅相爱，一同嘅学习，好叫我哋操练啊，能够无成基督长成嘅新娘。
And so he permits for us to remain here on earth, and that through loving one another, that we might practice and be molded into the image that he desires.
呢啲话我哋好多时候喺信息里边听到，我哋自己都好熟悉。
Now, these are words that oftentimes you would hear, words of encouragement from the pulpit or teaching, and these are things that we understand.
但是究竟这些话的实际，我们又进入到多少呢？
But how much do we actually put these words into practice?
刚才弟兄和我们交通到撒母耳记下，讲到大卫和以色列人将神的约柜想搬翻去耶路撒冷。
My brother shared on the events of the Israelites wanting to move the ark back to Israel.
佢哋用咗一个人以为先进嘅方法，用牛车嚟到搬神嘅约柜。
They utilized what they had considered to be a more advanced way, a more modern way to utilize oxen-driven carts to move the ark.
在圣经的记载那里就说，他们有三大卫就聚集以色列人，选了三万人。那我们可以想象那个场面是多浩荡。
So the Bible actually tells us that David gathered 30,000 men.
但是那里没有记载到，刚才弟兄都提，没有记到有利未人，有祭司。
So you see how big of an event or matter this is, but just as our brothers shared earlier, never once did it record anyone inquiring of God.
咁圣经又记载咧，话大卫同埋以色列嘅全家咧，喺耶和华面前咧，用松木制各样嘅乐器啊、琴瑟啊，喺嗰度作乐跳舞。
And the Bible further records for us that David and all the house of Israel, as they were bringing up the cart of the Lord.They were shouting and utilizing various instruments to worship, and they were dancing and worship.
我哋想下嗰个场面啊，三万人，大卫王又喺嗰度有歌舞、有音乐，有一个新嘅车嚟到抬住神嘅约柜，嗰个场面系几咁嘅即系热闹，或者系几咁嘅叫人能够发出兴奋。
So if you just picture that event happening, 30,000 men, King David's presence, shouting and leaping and dancing with various instruments and musical accompaniments, all that new cart, a new way to do things, think about how boisterous and how exciting of an event that really was.
就好似头先弟兄讲提到嘅，今日或者当日，佢哋用一个好先进嘅方法，或者用人嘅 common sense、人嘅方法嚟到去碰属灵嘅事。
So what were they doing? They were actually engaged in a spiritual matter, but utilizing common sense, you might say, or utilizing a new way to get it done.
我哋就睇到。神在那里管理那件事情，后来就牛失前蹄，乌撒因为想伸手摸个约柜，扶个约柜就被击杀。
And so, well, we see that God's sovereignty is there. He extended his hand, and that because of the upsetting of the potential upsetting of the cart, therefore Uzzah extended his hand to steady the ark, and he was stricken dead.
这个是历史给我们的记录。
This is a historical recording that we are given.
但是主昨日、今日直到永远不改变。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday as he is today, and he never changes.
今日在神的儿女中间。
Today amongst the children of God.
我们是不是落在这个同样嗰一个嘅迷失嘅里边，用我哋自己嘅 common sense， 用我哋自己嘅方法，觉得好嘅方法嚟到去摸属灵嘅事。
have we also fallen into this trap of utilizing man's common sense, using our own ways when we encounter spiritual things?
歷史喺呢度嘅記錄話俾我哋聽，神甚不喜悅呢件事。
The history account tells us that God was extremely displeased with this particular matter.
當神嚟到提佢個約櫃嘅時候，聖經嘅記錄常常係話神嘅約櫃。
Whenever the ark is mentioned in the Bible, it is always with the phrase the ark of the Lord or ark of God.
但係呢度竟然有一個人身怕個約櫃跌，想伸手去扶個約櫃。
But here was someone who was fearing that the ark would fall, extended his hand to steady it.
我喺最近唔單止一次，幾次碰到一啲嘅青年人。
And more recently, on several occasions, not just one, I've encountered some of the young people.
呢幾位青年人咧，我都好耐冇同佢哋傾偈，又冇見面。
I've met up with them after not having had an opportunity to meet up with them for a long period of time.
咁見到嘅時候就問：，哎，你而家喺邊度聚會啊？
And so when we met each other, the logical question was to ask, "Oh, where are you worshiping now?"
你估佢會點？你估佢點答我咧？
What do you think the answer was?
佢話：我而家唔去邊度聚會噶啦。
The answer was, "Oh, I'm not worshiping."
我話你呢句嘢點解啊？
And I said, "What does that mean?"
我 online 聚會啊。
He says, "I'm worshiping online."
即係開個電腦，就佢話我而好忙，我咧幾時咩咧？我就 online 聚會。
So he says, "Well, I have a very busy schedule." And so this way, I just have to turn on my computer, and then I can enter into worship whenever I have the time.
咁佢就同我讲，佢话 Esther， 你唔好担心啊，我冇停止聚会啊，我有聚会啊。
And then she further went on to say, "Esther, don't worry. It's not that I have stopped gathering together with in worship. I'm continuing my worship life."
咁我就問佢，我話：咁你咪冇乜機會同弟兄姊妹一同嘅生活，一同敬拜
？And so I asked for a little bit further, and I said, "Oh, does that mean then that you don't have much time to encounter brothers and sisters in day-to-day life? We don't have any time together with other brothers and sisters?"
佢話有嘅，有嘅，有時我哋都一齊嘅，但係你覺唔覺得？有時弟兄姊妹一齊，唉，佢話 trouble 仲多過 benefit 啊。
So he says, "No, I still have time at times to get together with various brothers and sisters. But honestly, don't you think that when Christians get together, that is more trouble than there are benefits?"
弟兄姊妹，科學好似係先進。
Brothers and sisters, there has been an advancement in technology.
人的生活又好像越来越忙。
And man's life has become more and more busy.
但是圣经告诉我们听，我们总不可以让任何一样东西限制我们。
But the Bible also tells us that we cannot be constrained by anything.
We shall not be mastered by anything. 所以啊！我听咗呢，我同呢一班呢啲弟兄姊妹，我心里边有一个好沉重嘅感觉。
So after my encounter with them, I had a very hard time, a heavy heart.
就好似头先弟兄提嘅，今日我哋用乜嘢嘅方法嚟到去服侍神，或者用乜嘢嘅？嘅方法嚟到去滿足神。
Just as our brother asked earlier, by what method are we wanting to serve God? What method are we trying to please our God?
大卫同当时嘅以色列人用咗先进嘅，用咗佢哋觉得好嘅。咁啊，车就梗系容易个台啦，方便啲嘅方法。 来到去服侍神，结果我们知道神甚不喜悦。
And at that particular time, the Israelites utilized what was convenient for them, what seemed to be a more advanced way. They utilized what they thought was right in order to please God. And yet the end result was that God was not pleased at all.
我有一次要寄一个电话，咁我就话，有冇纸啊，有冇笔啊，借张嚟。咁另外一个后生就 ，Esther 而家唔用纸唔用笔噶啦，咁大家喺度笑。我可以喺呢啲事上边，我甘心落后。
So once I remember I had to quickly remember a phone number, and I just asked out loud, "Does anyone have a pen and pencil? I can write down a phone number." And one of the young people responded and said, "Oh, Esther, we don't need pens and pencil. Just use your phone." So for me, I'm more than willing to lag behind in terms of being up anything when it comes to technological things.
但是服侍主，摸属灵的事。绝对绝对不是今日那些新的方法，人方便的方法，只有主自己的话给我们的方法才能够讨主的喜悦。
So when it comes to serving the Lord, when it comes to dealing with spiritual matters, it is not about what is convenient to us. It is not about what we deem as appropriate, but we must go by the very word of God that teaches us exactly how we are to conduct ourselves.
嗰几个青年人有小部分咧，都喺我哋中间聚会过一段时间嘅，喺好耐之前啦，可能仲喺我哋未分圣班路同三藩市。
The group of what I still call young people that I had encountered that I alluded to earlier. They once were worshiping with us. It was a long, long time ago. It was even before San Bruno and San Francisco had established separate testimonies.
咁又俾我有一个思想。
So I thought to myself,
究竟弟兄姊妹喺呢度聚会，究竟睇唔睇到点解我哋会咁样聚会？点解我哋要咁样服侍呢
？I wonder for those brothers and sisters who are here today.Who are worshiping here with us, do we know why we worship in the way that we worship? Do we know why serve in the way that we do?
最近有一些少年人，那班。
More recently, the group of young people that we have now,
他们就一些倾谈的时候，他们就问一些非常非常好的问题。
We were just engaged in some conversation, and they asked some very extremely, extremely good questions.
他说为什么我们会这样抹饼的?
They asked, well, why do we break bread in this way that we do?
有人问,我信了主,但我未受浸,如果我想抹饼行不行?
Someone asked, well, I've accepted the Lord as my Savior, but I haven't been baptized yet, so can I take part in bread breaking?
又有人问,为什么我们会有交通聚会其他的聚会的地方都没有交通聚会的
Another asked, why is it that we have sharing meetings here? It doesn't seem like other congregations have sharing meetings.
这些问题是非常好的问题。
These are all extremely good questions.
在那里表明了弟兄姊妹在那里有思想不是说跟住潮流或者跟住大队。我们在这里聚会究竟我们知不知道我们做什么呢今日好多个改变，但是我们的主对我们的要求是没有改变。
So, what it tells us is that there is a active thought process that's going on, and that brothers and sisters are not merely following the crowd, following tradition to do what they do. Today, nowadays, there are many, many changes that are about, but our Lord.Has never changed.
弟兄姊妹，我哋愿意，我哋真系神俾我哋睇见，而我哋跟随。
So is our desire, and may the Lord truly grant us vision first for us to see, and then for us to follow up by acting upon it.
唔系跟住潮流，唔系按照我哋自己嘅方便，亦都唔系按照我哋自己嘅标准嚟到去服侍主。
That we would take action not based upon what's convenient to us, not based on what we think is right, not based on what is the most advanced way to do certain things, but rather that we do it based on what the Lord directs for us to do.
我们愿意在神面前求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们看到为什么我们这样聚会。
So may the Lord open our eyes and allow us really to see and understand why we worship the way that we worship.
求主叫我们不要效法这个世界。
So let us not imitate this world.
总要心意更新而变化。
But rather that we have a renewing of our mind.
察验何为神那纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And to consider how, what's the way that we are able to go forward, in pleasing our God.
我们愿意一同的仰望基督耶稣的怜悯。
So may we coordinately together to ask for, pursue after the mercy of our Lord.
保守我们在主里面来到讨祂的喜悦。
That he would be the one to, preserve us, and that we might be able to act in a way that pleases him.
Come on, 弟兄同姊妹交通到啊，三位记下。
Brothers and sister, share on Second Samuel.
啊，咁我都想啊，接住佢哋嘅得着，咁我。
I'd like to follow on with some of the things that they've gained and that I'd like to share somewhat.
咁我記得我自己諗大衛呢個人嘅時候。
I remember when I consider about this person of David.
咁我成日都諗到大衛係嗰個合神心意嗰個人係嘛。
We consider that David is one who is after God's own heart.
咁啊，我成日读完大卫之后咧，我就记得两件事嘅啫。之后
，and after I finish reading about the matters of David, I only recall two things。
吓，咁即系当然最主要嗰件咧，就系记得大卫嗰个系嗰个合神心意嗰个人吓，佢系嗰个追求神自己心意嗰个人。
Of course, then the one thing that we recall about David is one who pursue after the heart of God, and he is one who is after God's own heart。
咁跟住咧，就我哋就会谂起。大卫犯奸淫啦，为咗犯奸淫杀人系嘛，咁同埋佢数点神嘅军队。
Then we recall the other incidences of David, how he committed adultery, and because of that, he also committed murder, and how he also numbered his army.
啊，咁跟住之后咧，我就谂，诶，大卫咁除此以外咧，都冇乜好似冇乜唔妥咁样噶啦，咁。
Then I would think to myself, perhaps besides these incidences, there's nothing wrong with David.
咁但系今次我哋再小心读呢个撒母耳记上下嘅时候。
But this time, as we are taking a detailed look into First and Second Samuel,
咁我哋发觉原来呢个合神心意嘅人，都系好似我哋咁样。又高又低喺佢属灵嘅情况里边。
In fact, when we look at this individual of David, how he is one who is after God's own heart, he is just like one of us. He has his ups and downs.
咁当佢求问神嘅时候，咁佢就作得对啦。
Whenever he sought after the Lord, inquired of the Lord, he did right.
当佢冇求问神嘅时候，佢好多时就走错咗路。
And at many times when he did not inquire of the Lord, he sought not the Lord, he would go astray.
咁当大卫决定做一件事，而又有成班人追随佢话，大卫作得对啊，王作嘅事系讨呢个百姓喜悦嘅时候。
And when David would make a decision, and many would follow him, and when the king would do rightly, and many seeking to please many who follow him.
咁好多时呢个时候就系大卫作错咗而得罪神嘅时候。
Many of the times it is in those instances that David have done wrong and displeased God.
咁同样即系头先弟兄讲到我哋今日服侍主嘅态度。
Just as our brother shared earlier, as what is our attitude as we serve the Lord?
我哋服侍主嘅时候。当每一个人都同你讲啊，你今日作得好好啊，你今日讲嘅嘢好合心意， 我哋嗰阵时真系要小心。
When others would compliment you and praise you for your service that you've done well, what you have spoken is well pleasing. Those are the times we ought to take heed.
咁当有人觉得你咁样作嘅时候系唔对嘅时候，你自己翻翻去神面前，到底你问主我作呢件事，到底系讨你喜悦，抑或系讨人嘅喜悦？
And at times when others would let you know that what you have done is not right, we ought to come back before the Lord to seek Him, to wait upon Him to see what we have done, if it's the action to please man or is it to please God.
咁如果系呢件事系讨主喜悦嘅时候，哪怕人哋系点样讲嘅时候，我哋应该都系接上去去作嘅。
Even though others would say that we have done incorrectly, but if we seek the Lord and He says what we have done pleases Him, and we would rather please Him than please man, we ought to continue forward.
咁同样，因为我哋喺呢度讲到大卫王嘛，嗰个合神心意嘅人，嗰个系我哋嗰个我哋好多时想嗰个系我哋嗰个属灵嗰个模式啊，我哋要跟随嗰个模式。
When we look at David and consider that he is one who is after God's own heart, then we would think this ought to be the model which we ought to follow after.
咁好多时我哋对一啲我哋觉得我哋嘅长辈比我哋属灵嘅肢体，我哋好多时就话佢哋系我哋属灵嘅 model， 所以佢哋讲嘅嘢咧，我哋就会全收。
Likewise, then there are many brethren who are before us, and they, because they are our seniors and elders, and they ought to be our models as well. So whatever they say, we will completely receive 100%.
咁喺今次读撒母耳记上下嘅时候，提醒咗我，你有啲属灵伟人，有属灵嘅弟兄系俾你睇嘅时候，你仍然要翻去睇下圣经系点样讲。到底点样先至合主自己嘅心意呢？因为属灵导致大卫咁样，佢都有成日系佢有佢失败嘅时候，当佢唔求问神嘅时候，所以我哋要注意，我哋每一日喺神面前真系要去心意更新而变化。我哋每一日都要自己翻去神嗰度，因为嗰日我哋唔去求问神，我哋同神冇一个交通嘅时候，就系我哋跌倒嘅时候。
Likewise, when we look at the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, I'm reminded of the fact that there are many spiritual brethren before us, many spiritual giants, but yet if we receive 100% of what they share with us without inquiring of the Lord and waiting upon the Lord, then we would be in a situation such as David. Even for David, who is one after God's heart, when he inquired not of the Lord, he would be displeasing to the Lord. So may we truly be renewed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we have to seek Him daily.
咁同埋我哋提醒，亦都提醒咗我哋读圣经真系要小心。
It is also a reminder for us that we have to be very careful and diligent in reading the scriptures.
如果我哋读头先弟兄姊妹交通嘅第六章，如果我哋唔小心读嘅时候，我哋就谂，咦，点解神咁恶，击杀咗乌撒啊？系咪啊？呢件事个个作觉得都作系好似好事嚟嘅、哦。
For example, when we have just read from 2 Samuel chapter 6 and we look at the instance with Usa, and if we are not careful, we may misinterpret that God is a very cruel God because Usa had the best of intentions and what he did was good and right in our eyes, but yet why did God strike him?
但如果我哋系有勤力读圣经嘅时候，我哋知道大概喺边度可以再俾我哋揾 reference， 我哋再去睇下呢个历代志上，跟住或者我哋再去温习下撒母耳记上嘅时候，我哋知道神咁作系有神嘅原因。
But if we're diligent in reading the scriptures and we look at the recordings, the other recordings, for example, in 1 Chronicles or even in 1 Samuel, and when we read it all together, then we would consider there is a reason why God does what he does.
表面上好似第六章好似乌撒一个人唔啱啊，系嘛？如果我就咁去睇嘅时候，
For example, even in chapter 6 here in 2 Samuel, it seems like on the surface only Uzzah himself is incorrect.
但如果我哋睇翻去历代志上十五章嘅时候，我哋知道大卫知道佢哋个个都唔啱，佢哋冇照神嘅安排去做。
But when we read the reference in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, then we realize it was David and all the others, they did not seek after the Lord and they did not do according to that which God has commanded.
咁我都鼓励弟兄姊妹星期五晚返嚟同我哋查经，可以更深去读神嘅说话，然后可以去即係小心去寻求神自己嘅心意。
Therefore, it is also a reminder for all of us when we come to have fellowship in Bible study, for example, on Friday night, then we ought to be very careful and diligent in reading and searching the scriptures so that we can obey and be pleasing to God.
Am
I sharing here?
Let
me share a little bit.
大家剛才交通那個撒母耳記啊。
So as some of the brethren have now shared on Second Samuel.
講到烏撒的手。
Talking about Uzzah and his hand.
講到可能啊冇利未人同埋祭司。
That there was a possibility that there was an absence of Levites or priests in their midst at that time.
咁所以可能即係唔知道應該，即係唔知道應該點樣做啊。
So perhaps they didn't know what to do.
咁我自己喺度思想呢個烏撒啊，佢可以伸隻手去扶咧，即係佢應該係好近嘅嚇，好近嗰個約櫃。乜你天隔像遠咁，你唔去扶啊，係嘛
？So Uzzah, if he was able to steady the cart, I mean steady the ark.Then that means that he was walking very close to the ark. Because if you were far distance away, you can't extend your hand and hope to steady the ark.
咁我諗俾揀中，即係喺架車旁邊做護送，能夠伸隻手咁近距離，嗰個都應該唔係無名小卒啊！我諗。
So it seems to me that he would not just be an insignificant individual having no place or status if he was able to be so close to the ark.
咁我諗如果我係嗰個俾人揀中啊，即係喺隔離做護送約櫃咁近嗰個人，我會點樣做嘅咧嚇
？So I thought, well, what if I was selected to be that person to essentially accompany the ark and walk with the ark? What would I do?
即係我諗呢一班人啊，即係呢個烏撒啊，佢可能係即係上頭吩咐佢咁樣，咁佢就咁樣做嚇。
So perhaps for Uzzah, he was just following instructions. Somebody above him, his superior, would have given him this instruction. He just followed along.
即係佢自己可能都冇深思過，冇諗過呢一件究竟係乜嘢嘅事情。
So perhaps it never dawned on him about what exactly he was doing.
咁我諗如果換咗嗰個唔係藥櫃上面嗰個係炸彈啊。
So if we exchange it, let's say it wasn't an ark that was on the cart, but it was a bomb.
如果今日有人叫我運送一個炸彈，我肯定諗，哇！如果爆炸或者有咩情況出現嘅時候，我有冇後路？我應該點樣做咧？我會好鄭重咁樣去考慮嗰件嘅事情。
So someone told me to be the guard for a bomb, and it was supposed to be traveling somewhere. Then I would think, okay.What would I do if the bomb explodes? What would happen if something happens to that bomb? So I would figure it out in my mind exactly steps I might take.
咁但係呢一個係約櫃，係一個應該喺當時喺以色列裏邊，佢哋最起碼最基本嘅意識，應該係一件好重要嘅事情嚟嘅嚇。
So this is the Ark of the Covenant, right? Ark of the Lord. So in the minds of the Israelites, moving it or transporting it is actually a very big thing, right?
但係俾我一個感覺就係佢哋好輕忽。
But to me, it seems that they took upon this task very lightly.
對於運送呢藥櫃呢件事情冇去深思熟慮，應該點樣去做
？That they didn't really consider everything about the seriousness or the entirety of.The weight of this particular task that they were undergoing.
或者講呢件事情喺佢哋心裏邊唔夠分量。
Maybe they didn't have enough training in their hearts.
咁俾我諗起喺，因為頭先有姊妹引用希伯來書嚇。
Maybe there is not enough weight in their hearts in regards to this matter. As it teaches us in Hebrews.
在希伯来书第二章
In Hebrews chapter 2,
第一节那里
verse 1,
咁佢一开始就讲所以
it starts with the very word for this words for this reason.
所以即系话连上边有一个原因啦吓。
That means that it links to a particular something that came in the context that was before it.
因为喺希伯来书第一章咧，就系讲到主耶稣嗰个超越性。
Chapter one tells us about about the eternal, I'm not the transcendence of our Lord.
吓，讲到我哋嘅主系即系高过天使，又高过先知吓。
And how our Lord was above all angels and heavenly beings.
即系讲到佢嗰个身份系何等嘅尊贵吓。
And how he was he was honored.
咁所以佢第二章接住就话所以。
And so chapter two begins with this phrase.For this reason.
即是说既然我们的主是一个这么尊贵这么超越 的神的时候
Since our Lord was such a transcendent being, such a great being,
他说所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理
It goes on to say, for this very reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard,
然后恐怕我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away from it.
当我哋对神嗰个认识系准确嘅话
，When our understanding of God is accurate，
当主耶稣嗰个分量喺我哋心里边真系咁重嘅话
，When the Lord's teaching is so heavy in our heart，
咁咧我哋就应该有一个嘅态度或者有一个嘅行动吓。
Then that would automatically give us a particular type of attitude or give us a particular direction in terms of action that we should take.
就是要郑重所听见的道理。
And that attitude and action is to pay closer attention to what we have heard.
就是说我们对神关于神关于主耶稣神的事情我们是要很留意很上心唔係用一個好輕忽、求求其其嘅咁樣一個嘅態度。
So that means when it comes to God and His matters, that we have to take a very serious and detailed look to understand it, not taking it lightly, not just dismissing it briefly.
嚇、啊，即係好似呢個烏撒，如果我諗佢只會自己諗多下，即係自己去仔細諗下嘅話咧，咁我諗佢都應該諗下，哇！如果約櫃嘅話，萬一跌落嚟嘅話，我要唔要扶咧？萬一咁嘅話，我應唔應該點咧？如果佢事先有諗咧，咁佢就唔會好似條件反射咁就伸隻手去扶啊。
So for Uzzah, perhaps if he considered it a little bit more and consider the consequences, oh, this is the ark. So what would happen if it does fall? What should I do?What happen if this happens? What should I do?
就是因为有一个轻忽的态度。
But because he did not have that solemnness, he did not consider it in a very solemn way.
从来对神的事情都没有仔细这样去思想。
But never has he really taken a detailed look into the words of God.
所以当事情发生的时候我们就很自然按照我们人那个自己所喜欢的那个方法去做。
So when something happens, we react, and we react by what we consider to be a natural instinct or our way of handling that matter.
所以他这里就讲啊，当你对神轻忽的时候，你就会有一个结果，就是随流失去。
And that's why here it tells you that unless we pay closer attention to it, we will drift away from the word of God.
这个随流失去随什么世界的潮流我们刚才讲了很多世界的高科技的东西。
Drifting away, that means that we're caught up in the currents or the trends of this world. We have shared earlier that the world changes drastically.
然后他第二节那里就更加严重他讲到他说这一直接天使所传的话既是确定的凡干凡叛逆的就都受了该受的报应。
And verse 2 is even more severe in tone, and in words. It says, For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received, then a must recompense.
所以呢啲藉着天使传落嚟呢啲嘅神嘅话吓，如果你唔去，你如果干犯叛逆咗，即系话你唔跟住呢啲去做嘅话咧，你仲会受到报应添啊！呢度讲啊。
So it's saying that if you consider these words that are transmitted to us, these words which are unalterable, and yet you change it or you look lightly upon it, then not only have you not done right, you will have a serious consequence to it.
咁所以当然佢呢度讲到系即系旧约啦。咁我谂乌撒呢件事都好反映到呢句话里边嘅一啲讲紧乜嘢啊。
So reflecting on the Old Testament times and this particular matter about Uzzah, I'm sure that that is a very vivid picture now that we can see.
咁然后第三节佢讲到，咁我哋而家点咧？佢话我们若忽略这么大嘅救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
And then it goes on to verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
可能有时我哋谂，我冇忽略啊，嗱，我咪接受咗救恩咯，我边有忽略啫？
We might think, well, I didn't neglect the salvation. I have salvation.
我相信佢呢度唔系净系讲到话即系主耶稣喺十字架边死救我哋，单单系指到嗰一件嘅事情。
I'm pretty sure that this does not allude to just the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross and gave us salvation, and that was all the focus of this verse.
呢度亦都包括咗神整个嘅嗰个旨意同埋计划。
But rather that it encompasses God's eternal way and eternal will.
我哋今天对神嗰个计划同埋旨意，其实我哋有几重视啊
？So how true are we to hold fast to the will of God and to the plan of God?
神嘅旨意喺我哋心里边有几大嘅份量咧？
How much of God's will is really heavy weighing into our hearts?
我哋自己对自己老实嘅话咧，可能真系好轻嘅咋。
If we are really being honest, we would say it's true. God's plans doesn't weigh very much in my heart.
Yeah, 神嘅事情对我哋嚟讲，好似系一啲。即系得闲就做啊，唔得闲就唔做啊，嗰啲即系放喺一个好低嘅一个嘅位置。
It's actually quite low in priority. If I happen to have time, okay, then I'll go ahead and do that. If I don't have time, then I can set it aside.
我哋见工interview 吓唔可以迟到，但系聚会唔紧要。
But so for example, if we have a job interview, we would make sure that we're very prompt. To make that interview. But when it comes to worship, that's okay. It's a little bit more lax and we don't have to be prompt.
如果嗰出连续剧八点钟影，乜嘢唔早坐定喺度睇圣经嘛，得闲先读。
And so, if we have a particular soap opera that we're chasing, we will make sure that we're sitting in front of the TV when it comes on at exactly 8 o'clock. But when it comes to reading the Word of God,Well, when I get to it.
即系我哋如果对自己老实，我哋就知道喺我哋嘅生活嘅里边，我哋真系将神嘅事情系放得好低啊。
So if we are true and honest to ourselves, we realize we don't place very much priority at all when it comes to God and His things.
如果神喺我哋心里面嘅位置系咁唔重要嘅话，我哋又点会去花时间、花精力去思想同埋去寻求咧
？If the place of God is so low on our priority list, then why would we ever spend much time considering and meditating on His words?
如果我哋唔去思想、唔去寻求，我哋又点知道神想要我哋点样做呢？
If we don't consider carefully and meditate upon His words, then how will we ever know what God wants for us to do?
最后嘅结果就好似呢个乌撒咁啊，根本就冇，因为佢冇认真去谂吓，根本就冇思想过。就当事情发生嘅时候，我就条件反射，按照我认为啱嘅，我心里边嘅意思就咁就行出嚟啦。
Well, then the end result would be just like Uzzah, who did not consider it very much about what his task was about, who did not consider the consequences.And as such, then he suffered consequences.
咁當然帶俾我哋另外一個問題就係話，如果呢個烏撒佢嘅生命係成熟嘅話，佢一向以嚟對神嘅事都好重視嘅話咧，佢嘅條件反射就唔會咁。即係話我哋對某一啲嘢，我哋應該係自然嘅生命嘅一個流露嘅。
So if Uzzah was someone who was more, who contemplated on the word of God, who thought more about God and his ways, then his end certainly would not be like that. But even more so, that what would come instinctively to him would be different from what was what he had done. Because if we spend the time, then it's very natural the things that outflow from the things that we spend our time on.
現在我們的問題就是我們自然流露出來的就是我們人的那個生命。
Today our problem is that what naturally outflows from us is merely our man's life, a secular life.
而我們的目標呢就應該自然流露出的是神的生命。
While all along our goal is really to permit for the life of God to outflow from us.
所以即係關於呢個抬約櫃呢件事情，就俾我諗起喺希伯來書裏邊呢一個嘅提醒，我哋對神究竟有幾咁留意，有幾咁重視。
And so this matter about the ark and the consequences of touching the ark brings me to this matter as we have seen in chapter 2 of Hebrews, and to see how much close attention do we actually pay to the Word of God.
交通出嚟同弟兄姊妹一齐勉励吓。
So I hope that these are words that help to mutually serve all of us.
I'd like to just share on something I've been learning recently.
愿意同大家分享一啲最近所学到嘅功课。
Recently, I was impressed by a word called lukewarm.
最近我係睇緊一個人叫 lukewarm，
不冷不熱，
一個字叫做不冷不熱。
It's neither hot or cold。
就係不冷不熱，點解？
Because I'm kind of examining my own life, my path and the finish line ahead of myself。
咁我就喺度審察緊我個嘅宿命嗰個嘅生命咁我走嘅一條路同埋我嚟緊嘅終點係如何。
So I ask myself, is my spiritual life lukewarm?
咁我就問自己我嘅宿命生活係咪不冷不熱呢。
Let me give you an example of what lukewarm mean.
咁我俾一個例子係關於不冷不熱嘅。
If you like to eat ice cream,
如果大家喜愛食雪糕嘅話
，which I think most of us do，
相信大家都喜愛。
If you would leave your ice cream out and let it melt in room temperature，
咁如果大家就將雪糕放喺室內嘅温度嘅時候
，and if you eat the ice cream in room temperature。
咁過咗一陣雪糕開始融咁你食嘅時候
what would you do？
你會做咩呢？
I would spit it out of my mouth。
相信大家都會去吐出嚟。
Because it just doesn't have the flavor。
因為食落去冇嗰種味道。
Or if those who like to eat the Chinese steamed fish，
咁或者大家喜愛食蒸魚嘅話
，and you like to eat it while it is steamy hot。
咁大家都喜愛係啱啱蒸出嚟好熱嘅時候食。
With the flavor of the green onion and ginger and soy sauce。
咁食嘅時候係加埋一啲係好熱辣辣嘅姜葱葱油。
If you wait till it cool down in room temperature。
但係若果你放喺室內一陣，等佢凍落嚟嘅時候試食。
And it certainly lose the flavor.
你食落去嘅時候，當然失去咗嗰種味道。
Recently, we're studying Revelation about the Church of Laodicea.
最近我哋讀緊老底嘉教會喺啟示錄裏面。
So what does it mean to be lukewarm as a Christian?
作為一個基督徒。不冷不熱是什麼意思呢？
So a little bit background with the city of Laodicea.
魯底加教會有少少嘅背景。
It's one of the city that John wrote to.
咁呢一個嘅城市係約翰寫信俾嘅其中一個城市。
So it's in the area of Turkey now.
咁喺現今就係喺土耳其嗰個嘅領土裏面。
It's a very, very rich, wealthy city.
係一個好有錢嘅城市。
It has a very famous temple.
喺嗰度有一個好出名嘅殿。
And it worship Caesar as the god.
咁嗰個廟嗰個殿裏面，咁佢就係敬拜海撒大帝。
And inside the temple there is a medical school.
咁喺嗰個廟裏面有一個醫學院。
And it's famous for the ISAF.
咁嗰個醫學院裏面好出名係嗰啲眼藥嘅。
To help people to restore their vision.
咁嗰啲眼藥能夠係幫人係睇見。
It's a very wealthy city.
嗰度係一個好富裕嘅城市。
It has a bank. Probably the first city has a bank.
嗰度裏面有銀行，相信係第一個城市有銀行設立嘅。
Very famous for the black wool in the trading.
咁喺貿易裏面，佢哋係好出名去買賣嗰啲黑山羊嘅毛。
And it's very, very wealthy.
實在係好富裕嘅。
And 60 years after AD.
咁喺主後60年嘅時候。
There was a big earthquake and the city was demolished.
咁嗰度有一個大嘅地震。咁地震之後，呢個城市就被毀滅。
But the people of the city rejected the help from the government to rebuild the city.
但係嗰陣時，嗰啲人係拒絕咗政府嗰個幫忙去幫佢哋去重建呢個城市。
They were so wealthy, able to be so independent, they rebuilt the city themselves.
因為佢哋都係好獨立、好富裕，佢哋能夠自己去重建嗰個城市。
So what the Lord is rebuking the people at Laodicea as lukewarm is because they are independent of the Lord.
咁喺呢度主去指責魯底加裏面嘅人因為佢哋係同神係冇依靠神，係同神係獨立嘅。
So they go to church.
佢哋去到教會裏面。
They go to meeting.
佢哋去聚會裏面。
But they're not living a life depending on the Lord.
但係佢哋所活嘅過嘅生活係唔係依靠神嘅。
They may have fellowship.
可能佢哋中間有交通。
They may have ministry.
可能佢哋有講道。
But they live a life that the Lord is not the Lord in their life.
但係佢哋所活出嚟嘅生命係見唔到主嘅。
They don't need any help.
佢哋唔需要其他人嘅幫助。
Including the Lord.
連主嘅幫助佢哋都拒絕。
So the Lord is labeling them as lukewarm.
所以神喺嗰度去形容佢哋為不冷不熱。
And what that means is they being useless.
嘅意思就係佢哋係冇用嘅。
And I think sometime when I examine my own walk,
咁我當我去審查我自己喺主裏面走嗰條路嘅時候。
And there's time when maybe my children get in trouble, they were sick, then I would say, Lord, I need you.
咁我就思想如果我兒女佢哋有病嘅時候，我就祈禱求神主我需要你。
But otherwise, there's many, many, many decision, many, many plan in my own life is very independent of the Lord.
但係喺其他喺我一生裏面所作嘅決定當中都係冇求問神嘅。
And even sometimes I'll service in church.
甚至喺一啲喺教會裏面嘅服侍。
But the Lord wants us to live a life that is dependent upon Him.
但係主實在 希望我哋过嗰个嘅生命系依靠主嘅。
Very much like when Adam and Eve were first created in the Garden of Eden。
就好似亚当同夏娃喺伊甸园里面嘅时候。
And the Lord said they would spit you out of His mouth。
主喺呢度咁讲，我系要将你哋从我口中吐出嚟。
And why were the church or us is in the mouth of the Lord？
点解教会或者我哋会喺主嘅口里面呢
？Because the Lord saved us so that we can praise the Lord。
因为主拯救我哋。使我哋能够去赞美敬拜主。
Not just our mouth, but our life。
唔系单止靠我哋个口，而系用我哋嘅生命嚟去赞美主。
The one saved us so we can share the gospel。
主拯救我哋，使我哋能够将福音去传出去。
The Lord saved us so we can be in prayer in the Lord。
主拯救我哋，使我哋能够喺主面前祈祷。
To bring the will of God among us。
主拯救我哋，亦都使我哋能够将神嘅旨意能够彰显出嚟。
And also to bring those who are in need to the Lord。
亦都使我哋能够将有需要嘅人带到主嘅面前。
So very much like the duty of a priest。
就好似一个祭司嘅职责咁样。
So I just want to share the thought is or question is, you know, how hot are you with the Lord?
咁我想同大家分享呢一个问题就係你同主有几亲热呢
?Or how cold are you with the Lord?
或者你喺主面前有如何嘅冷淡呢
?Or how lukewarm are you?
或者你係喺主里面係如何嘅不冷不热呢
?Or could be some sin that you're dabbling?
或者你係生命里面有啲嘅罪嚟去缠绕你哋。
And many times, it's because we live an independent life.
或者好多时候我哋过嘅系一个从主独立过嚟一个生活。
You have a good job.
或者你一份好工。
You had a good iPad.
或者你一部好嘅平板电脑。
And you're sufficient.
你系自足嘅。
But the Lord wants us to be.Depending upon him.
但是主希望我们是依赖他。
So I just want to share that, and I think at the end, the Lord asked them to buy the ISAF the gold refined in fire.
在这里主是去劝勉他们是要去买眼药。是要用去买火炼的金子，亦都去买白衣穿上。
And I'm trying to understand what's the word buy mean。
咁我就思想去买呢个字系咩意思
？And my own understanding is you have to deny yourself。
咁我自己嘅见解就系要去舍己。
And I think this is part of what I'm at a stage, I'm challenging myself, I'm examining myself.
咁我就係喺呢個階段我就係要去挑戰自己。
I don't want to be lukewarm.
我唔想自己係不冷不熱。
I don't want to be a Sunday Christian.
我唔想只係做一個星期日嘅基督徒。
I don't want to be independent.
我唔想係獨立嘅。
I want to be fully depending upon the Lord.
我願意係完全嘅。是依靠主。
I'm far from it.
可能去到呢个地步仲有一段路程。
I just want to share that with brother and sister.
但系愿意同弟兄姊妹交通。
And just may the Lord help us to examine our walk.
實在願意主自己去監察我們在主面前所走的路。
And able to keep our eye on the Lord.
使我們的眼睛能夠注目在主身上面。
I'll share my sharing.
交通就停在這裡。